Now on The Pulse, useful and healthy information for you and your family. It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio and the Northeast Delta Dental Team.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. It's hard to believe it's already the 21st and 22nd of June, depending on when you're listening to this. Father's Day has come and gone. I hope all you dads out there had a nice weekend last weekend. And this weekend, it's the Mount Washington Road Race. So as you're listening to this show, I may be making my way up the one and only hill, the Auto Road. Usually the race occurs on Father's Day weekend, but this year, through a quirk in the calendar, it's actually occurring on the 21st. Last week's show was a fascinating show that we had with David Chulo, and it was on human resources management, as well as today's career transition services, so on and so forth. And that'll be quite relevant for today's show when I introduce my guest momentarily. On the running front, speaking of running, this in addition to the Mount Washington Road Race, we're also Delta Dental is the major sponsor of the Capital Area Race Series. And the two races coming up to close out the series are Saturday, July 19th at 9 a.m. And that's the Bill Luddy 5 Mile or Road Race, which you can also enter. You don't have to be a member of the series by emailing racetime@gsrs.com or 863-2537. Many of Bill Luddy's alumni running that race. Bill was the famous cross-country coach at Concord High for many, many years, and it's great to see Bill at this race. That's Saturday, July 19th at 9 a.m., and then the race series concludes on Saturday, July 26th with the Canterbury Woodchuck Classic 5K, and that's Saturday, July 26th at 9 a.m. The top finishers of the series, we will recognize them right after the race in Canterbury on July 26th, and the other category winners, we will send out your recognition and any other gifts that belong to the various categories. One thing I've learned now, being so involved with running and road races, I've sort of a trend that once people get done with the race, they do their cool down and they want the recognitions and announcements to occur relatively quickly, or they're going to leave. So what we'll do at the end of Canterbury is just announce the top winners, and then mail out the other awards. On the book front, there are no do-overs. I was in New York City a few weeks ago, Jacob Javits Center, a great book fair. The sales are going really well. You can pick up the book at Gibson's or go on Amazon.com. And again, it's a book having to do with how to sustain a business on a long-term basis, but there's a basketball flavor, as my co-author is Dave Cowens. In the book, we talk about the Affordable Care Act and how we engaged it. We weren't into denial. We said it's here. You know, even if Governor Romney becomes president, that's not going to go away. The Supreme Court is not going to rule it unconstitutional. So we took that sort of Jim Collins deal with the reality approach. And as a result, we made the effort financially and human resources-wise to be on the public exchange, and we now have thousands of citizens in New Hampshire, Maine, and Vermont who have purchased dental insurance through the public exchange, as well as thousands on our private exchange. I kind of recognize that the public exchange may be difficult to navigate early on, so we then created a private exchange, deltadentalcoversme.com, and we also have thousands of citizens who have purchased coverage through deltadentalcoversme.com. The point being, all of these people didn't have dental coverage through their employer if they are employed, and it created a new retail avenue for us and for our dental community. These are people that heretofore did not go to the dentist. So as it turns out, despite all the challenges of the Affordable Care Act, it's been a great initiative for us in terms of spreading oral health. So this weekend in June, one of my favorite authors, besides Dave Collins, I guess, Bob, is Bob Faugh, who, you know, I've had on the show before. He's written a book called Energize, Ignite Passion and Performance with User-Friendly Brain Tools. Bob is a motivational speaker. He does energizing events. We've had him do training at Northeast Delta Dental. He also does training at many other companies in New Hampshire. And thank you, Bob, for agreeing to spend a few minutes with me this weekend in June.
Oh, you're most welcome. It's always great to be here, Tom.
And you do definitely liven up my life because you always have a positive energy whenever I'm around you. And as the older I get, I've sort of made a commitment to only be around people that are giving me positive energy as opposed to people that can sometimes drag you down. So I know the theme of today, and we can certainly talk about your book, which was, I got a lot of good feedback when I had you on before, because people love the whole thing of, you know, sometimes we're cavemen, quote unquote, and other times we use the more intellectual part of our brain. And depending on, like, if a car is about to run you over, it's the way you explained it, it's okay to be a caveman to get the heck out of the way.
Yes.
Other times a more rational, intellectual approach is better. So I think I love the way you explain that. So today's theme, though, is live into your best DNA, more fulfillment and accomplishment. So what do you mean by that? And tell us how you came up with that.
So best DNA, I actually, it's interesting, you were talking about Jim Collins and Jerry Porras, because one of their great books is Built to Last, and they talk about
Correct.
The hedgehog concept, which is fabulous for companies. And a number of years ago, during the heart of the recession, and things are like heart of the recession, that should never be used that way.
Exactly. That's true. Yeah. Oxymoron.
During the depth of the recession, I should say, I stopped and said, I can use these tools for myself. And I adapted them, giving them credit, of course, and came up with the best DNA. And essentially, it's the intersection of three major facets. Two are about you, that your own DNA. So it's what gives your life meaning for you individually, right? Because everybody is as unique as a fingerprint. And also, what are your passionate strengths? Those things that you love to do that when you're doing them, they come naturally to you. You tend to get lost in doing them. And that's your DNA. And then the best of it is, what is it? How is it between those two things that you add the most value in a given situation? So at work, your best DNA, well, so for myself, my best DNA is around guiding positive transformation, right? That's what I love doing. I'm naturally good at it. A lot of the skills that are necessary there, and people find it valuable enough to keep paying me to do it. My best DNA is not doing taxes, as we mentioned before. No one's ever going to pay me, thankfully, to do any math for them. But figuring out what that is for yourself is extremely helpful. And everyone is, again, like I said before, as unique as a fingerprint. So discovering that best DNA and then saying, well, how do I live more into that? So let's say, for example, I'm spending, and I would guesstimate probably about 75 to 80% of my work time, I'm in that zone, right? Csikszentmihalyi was a Hungarian psychologist who came up with that concept of flow, right? You're in that moment. You probably have that as
right.
a runner.
I won't ask you to spell the name, though, but go ahead. But you're right.
I appreciate it.
You definitely get into a flow, a zone in running or anything you have passion for.
Yeah. That's it. So passion, and you get in that flow when you also have some natural strengths around it. Trust me, people who can't run very well and really hate it never experience that flow. So it's when those things intersect, you have the passion, you have some natural talent for it, you develop it, you love doing it. That's where you can get there. And with the best DNA, it's saying, all right, there's all these things that we're passionate about. Great. But what is it you can do that either A, adds the most value to your home life, you know, your community, your church life, whatever, or it can be slightly different. What do you do at work that really has the most value from that place, right? Because a lot of times people say, follow your bliss, go do, you know, follow your passions. Well, that's all fine and good, but you also need to find out where it adds value to the world, particularly if you want to get paid for it. So doing that more and more. So let's say I'm doing it about 75% of the time, then I want to say, can I increase it by 5%? And that 5% makes a huge difference in the quality of my life, as well as how successful I am. The more I've done this in my career, you know, that got me focusing more on writing the book, Energize, doing more Energize events where I do motivational speaking. And now I have an entire leadership university based on these concepts. And so I pretty much live in that almost all the time.
Now, some people think that you can either be fulfilled or successful, but not both. Why do you think that that's actually not maybe not true? And how does living into your best DNA help you with that?
Well, yeah, a lot of people take it very simplistically, right? So it's either just follow your bliss or just work and don't care about how you feel. That the two have to be mutually exclusive. But I ask you to look at the most successful people in the world, the most successful artists, most successful actors, sports athletes, professionals. They love what they do, right? So Warren Buffett, for example, actually says, I have never worked a day in my life. Because he loves what he does so much.
Well, interesting enough, last weekend was Father's Day. So I have four kids. Two happen to be home. So my two kids that were home and my wife asked me, well, what would you like to do for Father's Day? So I said, I'd like to do a road race, which I did, the Ribfest 5 miler in Manchester. And then I'd like to go home, take a shower, nap for an hour, and then go into the office, which is work, Warren Buffett, so that I can have a great Monday after Father's Day so I'm not stressed out when I go to work. And I said, that works. And so that's what I did. So I do understand that. We have about a minute before commercial break. Why don't you give us your contact information? We do have a lot of human resources and professionals and CEOs that listen. So if I'm a CEO or HR professional and may want to use your services, whether it's as a motivational speaker or for training, how would they contact you? And then give me 30 seconds on, you mentioned the Leadership University. So let's start with your contact information, Buck.
Okay. What I'll tell you too is that at our website, matchboxgroup.com, there's a site called Inspiring Tools. You just click on that button. And in there, I actually have a number of articles and interviews on Best DNA. So they can discover more about that, but they can also see all the things that we do in terms of Energize events and the Leadership University as well.
So give us a 30-second on Leadership University.
So it's a 6 to 9 month program for really helping leaders take the skills that they need to achieve the strategy of the company and really live them. Because usually what happens is people go to a class and they learn about them, but most people actually need the leaders to do them, not just know about them. So there's a series of classes over that 6 to 9 months. And during each class, they learn very concrete skills, practice them at work, get coaching, and then reinforcement in the next class. And they keep building the skills more and more until they become abilities, maybe even habits for them. So really transform their leadership.
Great. Well, after commercial break, we'll explore that. Tom Raffi with Bob Faugh will return after commercial break. Please stay tuned.
Hi, I'm Lisa, your Delta Dental Benefits rep. Any questions today?
How long should I brush my teeth for?
2 minutes.
Why should I visit the dentist?
Professional preventative care promotes good oral health.
What's the most popular color of toothbrush?
Blue.
She's good.
As the most experienced dental benefits company, Delta Dental delivers unmatched local service. So enrollees feel taken care of every time.
Visit Northeast Delta Dental at nedelta.com.
Delta Dental Radio. Tom Raffio with the Northeast Delta Dental Radio. And this weekend, June 21st and 22nd, the 21st being the day of the Mount Washington Road Race, I have with me Bob Faugh, who is a motivational speaker. He's also an author of Energize, Ignite Passion and Performance with User-Friendly Brain Tools. And we got a lot of good feedback when I had Bob on the show when we were talking about that book. And before the commercial break, Bob, you were mentioning the Leadership University, and I want to explore that a little bit more. But let's once again give out your contact information, your website, and phone number, because I know that you'll probably generate a lot of interest from your show this weekend. So I'd like to be able to get for people to be able to get a hold of you.
Sure thing. Yep. So my phone number is 603-882-2190. I can also be reached at bob@matchboxgroup.com, which of course gives you the website, matchboxgroup.com.
Perfect. And I know your book, Energize, Like There Are No Do-Overs, my book, is available on Amazon.com. Mm-hmm. So us authors, we have to keep each other honest.
That's right.
So that's good. So tell us a little bit more The Leadership University, and then we'll get back into the best DNA questions.
Sure. Well, it's interesting, actually, because the two coincide, because we started teaching best DNA in our leadership universities a few years ago, because originally we used them exclusively for strategic planning to help a company discover its best DNA and then fully resource what's great about that company and really make sure they take care of that. And then we started discovering about 4 or 5 years ago that it was really powerful for individuals as well. We've had a number of people talk about how much it's enhanced their career. Some people have gotten new jobs within the company that fit them much better, and their productivity goes up dramatically. And actually, this is a little bit of an aside, but a woman actually came to speak at one of our leadership universities recently who had done it a couple of years ago, and she actually used it with her son who was suicidal. And she tried all kinds of stuff and nothing was working. And if she'd asked me if she should do this, I would have said no. I don't think it's a therapeutic tool, but she didn't, thankfully. And she used it with him and she kept helping him see where he adds value to the world and the strengths that he does have and what really makes a difference in his life, the meaning part. And she kept doing this with him over a period of weeks and he started getting into it, learning more about it. And it helped him change his self-perception and realize that he has something to live for.
It's interesting you mentioned that it's not only for employers, you know, large or small, but also individuals, because one of the pieces of feedback I'm getting from my book, There Are No Do-Overs, and basically Dave Cowens, the co-author, makes this point when we're on the speaking tour together, is that he has found, as I have, that families are using our book because leadership principles, whether it's for small employer or a large employer, if you think of it, would also work for a family unit as well. So that's great to hear. So getting back, and I know that they're not mutually exclusive, but getting back specifically to the best DNA, where do you know I do a lot of reading, and I've mentioned Jim Collins, and sort of I've come from the school of hard knocks as well. I do have my MBA, but so your ideas, where do they come from? And where are you educated, and so on and so forth?
Well, my ideas come from a lot of different places. Many years ago, I realized that a lot of the problem-focused approach I was bringing to a lot of my clients was slow, arduous, and unnecessarily painful. I'm a firm believer that you have to face the hard truth, but then get to solutions quickly. And really focus on the problems only that really matter for the solution that you want instead of trying to solve everything, which is a very caveman approach to try to solve everything. And you want to energize the artist part of people's brains as well. So I started studying.
If you want to know more about that, buy his book, Energize, on Amazon.com. So go ahead. Sorry.
That's right. And you can see free videos on all these topics at EnergizePerformance.com as well. A lot of free stuff there. So I started studying with appreciative inquiry. It's all positive movement, positive deviance. Believe it or not, it's a real process. Solution-focused consulting approaches. And also, I'm a real brain geek, so I was learning a lot of the behavioral research. I was kept reading all that and what's going on in the brain and realizing that there are a lot faster ways to get where you want to go, that a lot of management and leadership techniques are actually anti-scientific or proven not to work. And the only reason that we can keep being successful doing them is because our competition is making the same mistakes.
Now, you mentioned appreciative inquiry. I'm a big believer in that. Maybe give us a minute to describe that, because that's an important technique where you can ask your questions and do fact-finding, but in a way that the other person doesn't get defensive. So let's talk about that a little bit.
That's right. Not only doesn't get defensive, but it also energizes the artist part of their brain. So it's really focusing more on, dreams, where you want to go, and what works. Spending considerably more time talking about what does work. And people often think, oh, that's just the feel-good stuff. And yet, when I started using these types of questions, one of the amazing things that I discovered is that people are all of a sudden coming up with best practices that no one else knew about. And it was like revolutionizing the way people are doing business, sharing that. Plus, you start to realize that the people that you're talking to every day have a lot of strengths that you can play off of. Whereas the caveman part of our brain only wants us to focus usually on the weaknesses and what to fix and what to get rid of. So it really changed relationships for the better, as well as productivity raised much more quickly than just problem focused.
Can you give us a couple more examples of how people have used the best DNA to become, more successful, both probably in their family life as well as in their professional career?
Yes. So there was another student in one of our leadership universities. She's an executive, but we call them students. And she actually trained her entire team and helped them discover their best DNA. And then what she was able to do after that was to talk to them, just find out what is it they were most passionate and gifted at. And she shifted some of the workload around. So people spent more of their time doing things that they were good at and enjoyed doing and compensated for each other. So for example, one person loved creating these big sales presentations, but hated actually doing the presentations. Another person loved doing the presentations, but really didn't like and was not very good at putting them together. So they started working as a team, and they both spent a lot more of their time doing what was they're good at. Plus the quality of the presentations went up dramatically because you didn't get the halfway work on one part of it.
Now, I'm a big believer in that Jim Collins put the right people in the right seats on the bus. And as well as I've seen this with my own employees, if you're a square and we try to put you in a round hole, oh my God, you have one foot out the door. But then if we get you into the right position, you're thriving and become really valuable. So huge believer in what you just said. On the other hand, of course, there's always a balance. You need to occasionally get out of your comfort zone as well as to grow. So how do you balance those two?
Yeah, well, that's part of why I'm continually being careful about saying increase the percentage by 5% or 10%. It's not possible to do 100%. I still need to do, personally, I have to send out proposals. I still have to make sure that our bookkeeper has all the right data for me to get things done. I have to do that to run the business. So my big suggestion to people is, in your weaker areas, get good enough. So delegate what you can, get good enough where you need to keep your finger on the pulse of something or you really need to produce, but then spend most of your time on where you're great, because that's where you're going to get the most bang for your buck.
I just love talking with you because this is just really resonating, because I know, like, I have my MBA and I have to, as CEO, crunch numbers, and I can do that. And I actually had a higher grade point average getting my MBA than I was an English major at Harvard. But my real love is working with people, getting out in the community, paying attention to customers, and then the numbers take care of themselves. But I like the fact that you're saying you still professionally have to be good enough at these other skills. And so we don't want to, not everybody can just do only the things that you like to do. Otherwise, not everything will be done in the company, right?
Yes, yes. Well, there's a number of celebrities who are broke, who are making hundreds of millions of dollars and have no money because they never got good enough at managing their money. They blew it all.
I like
so
that. I like
you really have to balance it.
It's a good way to saying that. So we have a few more minutes. I'm going to give you one question that I always like to hear your thoughts on, which is, why do people take out work stress on their families? Could you, I mean, it seems like an obvious answer, but I like to hear your thoughts on that.
Well, actually, there's some things that are less obvious. So the thinker part of the brain, which is for the brain geeks out there, is the prefrontal cortex specifically, gets tired very easily. And that's a part of our brain that is responsible for inhibiting the caveman part of our brain, or the fight, flight, and freeze responses. And guess what happens during the
day? Which, again, if you want to know more about that, you got to purchase Energize right after you purchase There Are No Do-Overs. But go ahead.
Exactly. Thank you for that commercial. So what happens is during the day, you're continually having to inhibit those reactions to colleagues and stuff. So what happens is that part of your brain, the thinker, gets more and more tired. The drive home, what happens is you release some of that in the caveman part of your brain keeps rehashing what didn't go right. You know, you're like, oh, I wish I said this, or I can't believe that jerk did that, whatever. And so by the time you get home, you're exhausted. And you have very little ability to inhibit that anymore. So you're much more likely now to hurt the people that you love by saying caustic remarks or being sarcastic or whatever. I mean, I noticed that in myself. I know this stuff. I'm aware of it. And sometimes I still find myself saying it, just even while I know what's going on.
So recognizing that, so we all come home. I mean, these days it seems like people are working more, and just the reality of the economy, just mm-hmm. say it like it is.
Sure.
And so you're coming home and dragging yourself home exhausted. And I know you don't have as much resiliency. So it's much easier to be more caustic with the family. So what do we do to guard against that?
So it's actually compensate for it by shifting our focus. So we need to re-energize ourselves by literally changing what we're thinking about. So on the drive home, if you can use it to do two things, sort of think about what happened at the end of the day that you need to sort of put on a shelf and say, okay, that's done, got it. The next piece is for at least 5-10 minutes before you get home, if not longer, start thinking about what you love about your family. Start thinking about something.
Great suggestion.
Yeah. Start purposely do this, because what will happen is it literally what the scientists call prime your brain. It primes you so that when you walk in the door, you're seeing them with that emotion. And just that 5-10 minutes also, by the way, recharges you. So it brings you back up to, brings your energy back up a bit so that when you go back in, you can be more loving, you can focus on what's great about them, and you can communicate to them.
So you're entering the house with that image of what you love about your family as opposed to, oh my God, my work day was horrible. So let's circle back and close with, where can our listeners find out more about the Best DNA, which was the earlier topic in the show?
Sure. There's a number of articles, videos, and so on like that at our website. It's if you go to matchboxgroup.com/inspiringtools. A lot of information there. And you can also contact me at 603-882-2190.
And that can be both employers, HR professionals, the person that maybe heads up training in the organization or the CEO, and even families, you know, as we talked about. I'm going to have you back, Bob. Not only we can talk about our books, but you yourself get me energized, which is why you wrote Energize, Ignite Passion. You've ignited the passion in me. Tom Raffio will return next weekend for more of Northeast Delta Dental Radio.